How can you get more clients for your copywriting business? That's the question that I'm going to answer today. It's Mailbox Monday, my weekly episode where you get to ask your questions. And by the way, check out the link in the description. If you have a question you'd like me to answer in an upcoming episode, it's at breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. You can submit your question there for the potential for me to feature it in an upcoming episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets on Mailbox Monday, where I answer your questions. So this question comes from Jeremy. Says, how can I get more clients for my copywriting? And that's what we're going to talk about in today's episode. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so the way that I've broken this down is really it falls under three major areas. So you want to get more clients for your copywriting. There's three major areas that you need to focus on. Number one, you need to make sure that you are solving a big business problem. So businesses don't really want to hire copywriters. They don't need writing. And I've said this a million times, like so many copywriters have an offer that's basically, we'll write for food. Hey, you want writing done? I will write if you give me some form of financial compensation, right? And that is not what businesses actually want or need. Yes, inside the direct response industry, there are businesses that understand the name copywriting and the name copywriter as a shortcut for this understanding that these are people who solve these specific business problems. That said, there's a much bigger base of clients out there who don't necessarily know exactly what the value of a great copywriter is, but they still want these four fundamental business problems solved. So solving business problems comes down to more leads, more customers, more sales, more profits. More leads, more customers, more sales, more profits. And if you're able to solve one or multiple of those problems, then you are a highly valued person on the team. And yes, maybe that means that you present yourself as a copywriter to businesses who understand that copywriters make more leads, more customers, more sales, more profits show up. But that said, if what you're doing is you're selling writing, people do not want to buy writing. They don't want, like, businesses don't want to invest in writing services. Like, at best, that's like they need to invest in trash services for somebody to take out the trash and get rid of the trash. Like, okay, maybe we need writing. We need writing in certain places. But what do they want? They want leads, customers, sales, and profits showing up. So number one, solve that problem. And if you need to position your copywriting services as something other than copywriting, like, hey, I help build lead generation systems. Hey, I help you acquire customers from cold traffic. Hey, I can help you make sales in your business. I can help your sales team. I can generate sales directly through your marketing. Oh, by the way, I am able to make profits show up by marketing to your current list. So how do you solve a specific business problem that's not, we need more writing? Because they need writing, like they need their trash taken out, but that's not a high value activity. The high value activities are making leads, customer sales, and profits show up. So number one, solve a big business problem. Number two, make sure your offer is as solid as it can be. So when it comes down to creating a better offer for your copywriting services, it comes down to who, what, and how. So who are you serving? Being hyper-specific about who the businesses are that would get the most value out of your services, making sure that you know that is number one. Like if you're gonna create a better offer, you need to know exactly who you're gonna help. What are you going to do for them? So that goes back to solving that business problem. Are you able to generate more leads, more customers, more sales, more profits? Like what are you capable of doing for them? That's what your offer needs to be able to convey. Like they don't have enough leads, you help them get leads. They don't have enough customers, you help them get customers. They don't have enough profits, you get the point, right? You take them from a place of not having what they want to having what they want, or not having enough of what they want to having an ample amount of what they want. So who you're serving, what you're able to do for them, and then how. And this is, honestly, it's like a third in the level of priority. how you do it is through copywriting, is through creating marketing, is through video sales letters or lead generation landing pages or whatever it is, right? How you do it, it is helpful to have a process and to be able to present that process. Hey, I create funnels for cold traffic for, let's say, ROI-focused information marketers. So if your product has an ROI component, I'm able to create a funnel that's able to convert cold traffic into customers at a profit for you. And so the how I do it is going to be the different components of that funnel, right? And yes, that is important. And in the end, you're going to have to be able to do that work and you're going to have to be able to implement that process. But ultimately, if you have the who right and you have the what result you're able to get for them right, then the how becomes much less of a selling point because if I walk up to somebody and they're the perfect target for my offer and I'm able to promise them with conviction and confidence that, hey, I'm able to get you that result that you want, they almost don't care how. And so getting your offer right is absolutely crucial for this. And then number three point, so number one was solve a big business problem. Number two was build a better offer. And number three is have a minimum viable funnel in place. Now, this is something that I teach in my Launch Your Client Business free mini course, which I'll include a link in the description to that. It's also built in, like I go deep for 10 hours in the first major section of the client getting blueprint training, which the launch, you know, if you're not signed up, if you haven't gone through the Launch Your Client Business mini course yet, I would strongly recommend you go through that. And in the end, you'll learn more about the client getting blueprint training, which goes much deeper into these concepts. But the minimum viable funnel for copywriters and other client businesses, other service providers, really comes down to connecting with those ideal clients. Okay, so you need to connect with them in some way. Oftentimes it's cold prospecting in the beginning. Later you may do more inbound marketing or more paid advertising, that sort of thing. But initially you just need some way to connect with your ideal prospects. Number two, you need to have a short conversation with them, usually through that initial channel, so DMs, emails, whatever, where you are either qualifying or disqualifying them as a good potential client. Is it going to be good to work with them? Are you going to be able to get them the results? Are they going to be a good client for you? So you connect, then you qualify/disqualify them as a potential client. And then you have a call to action to get them on a call. And basically that's, hey, we should actually talk about this. Here's a link to schedule a call. And I teach way more about this in my training, but this is something that I use all the time. And I've used I don't even remember how long at this point, years and years and years. And it's the single most effective way to make sure that I'm closing high ticket deals. And at this point, we're talking $20,000 fee plus royalties. And it's just like, hey, we should have a call and send them a link and they schedule a call and then have a PISA selling conversation. So I've talked about this before. PISA stands for problem, agitate, invalidate, solve, and action. And basically what it comes down to is, hey, I understand you're having this problem or challenge. Tell me more about how it's agitating and why you feel like you need a solution to this problem. What have you tried so far that you found to be invalid or that you know isn't currently getting you the result that you want? What would an ideal solution look like? And are you ready to take action on implementing that solution today? And of course, a lot more goes into that. But that's really how I structure these selling conversations, because I'm getting someone to walk through the entire like buying decision making process in that. And it's so simple, and yet it's so deeply rooted in human psychology that it just works. If that person on the line is an ideal prospect, I'm gonna close the deal. Basically, I'm gonna get an agreement by the end of that conversation. And then, assuming that everything goes well and that nothing unexpected comes out during that conversation, you make an offer at the end of the call. You say, okay, in order to get started, this. And again, like I go through much more detail in that in the Launch Your Client Business mini course. And then if you want to go even deeper, the Client Getting Blueprint, we'll get into that. But Like that's really what it comes down to. So make sure you're solving the business problem that they want to have solved, not just like, oh, they need writing. They want more leads, customer sales, and profits. Number two, make sure you've built a better offer, knowing exactly who you're serving, what outcome, what result you're able to get for them, and how you're doing it. And then number three, make sure that you have that minimum viable funnel in place where you connect with your ideal prospects, you qualify or disqualify them as a good potential client. You have a call to action to actually get them on a call. You have a PISA selling conversation with them, and then you make an offer for your services tied back to all of that. And again, check out the links in the description. Number one, to the Launch Your Client Business mini course. And number two, I'll just include a link directly to the Client Getting Blueprint. If you're just kind of all in and you want to go deep and you want to create success as fast as possible, it even includes a 30-day Launch Your Client Business challenge, basically it walks through everything that you need, about 10 hours worth of training to get your client business off the ground, launched or relaunched. Like if you're having trouble getting copywriting clients, what probably needs to happen is you need to go back to the drawing board and you need to make sure that you've blueprinted the entire firm foundation for the client business that is going to achieve maximum success for you. And the way that you do that is you do essentially start at the beginning. And that's why the Client Getting Blueprint really does start at the beginning with that. And so check out the links in the description with this episode. I would love it if you would leave a comment here. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you're finding this and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you going to do as a result of listening to this? And how are you going to use this information to create the business, the career that you want? Also, tap the like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. Subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Again, the link is in the description, where you can sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, including updates on these episodes and more exclusive content for email subscribers. My name is Roy Furr for Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. This has been your latest daily episode. And one more reminder, if you do have a question that you'd like to have answered in an upcoming episode, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ask. And that will get you, it gets you a form where you can submit your question to have it answered in an episode like this. I always aim for a 10 out of 10 value. I hope that I've delivered it here, and I look forward to seeing you again in your next episode. See you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.